We get things underway this hour, though, by welcoming back to the program the founder of the Hope, Faith, and Dreams Foundation, Armando Camino, joins us. Armando, thanks for coming back.
Well, thank you very much for having me back on the Mighty 620 with you, Rich. It's such an honor to be with you today.
Well, I appreciate you being flexible. You were supposed to be on last week, but somebody, okay, me, lost your phone number along the way. I let you down. I let our friend Kenjamin down, but you're here, and that's what makes all the difference in the world.
Oh, it sure does, and I'm so happy to be with you to talk about our foundation, Hope, Faith, and Dreams. We are just super happy right now because we just developed a program called the Kaleidoscope of Art, and it's a youth-driven multimedia program with the universal concept of mentorship. And that's what we believe in right now, is helping others through mentorship. And so what we've done, Rich, is that we've paired 11 college students from Texas A&M San Antonio with 11 community leaders out of San Antonio, Texas, and we've hooked them up, and they meet for three meetings. The first two meetings are Zoom meetings, and then the third meeting is an on-camera interview between the mentee and the mentor. And the conversation from the Zoom and the on-camera interview will be the basis of a 500-word story that will be published in a book that Hope, Faith, and Dreams is publishing, and it's going to be called San Antonio Inspires.
Well, that is such a wonderful idea, and mentorship is so important. As somebody who's worked in public schools for more than three decades now, you know, I know that the role of mentors, I think, Armando, has become even more important. Families are busier. Families may not be what they were when you and I were growing up. And the importance of having somebody a little bit older that can provide some guidance for you and sometimes just an ear to listen to you can make all the difference in the world.
Oh, I've seen it happen so many times over the years. I've been involved with mentorship for the past 10 years in some way or form. This is a little bit more unique way of doing things that we're doing right now with the multimedia part of it. But you're absolutely right. Mentorship is one of the most important things that anyone can accept into their life, because no one who's ever been, no matter what, no matter how successful they've become, they all had a mentor along the way. I had my share in radio.
And I was trying to remember from the last time you were on, pretty sure you told us that it was it on New Year's Day 2002 that this idea came to you?
Oh, yeah, it came to me on New Year's Day 2002. I walked out to my balcony, and I was at a crossroads in my life, and I looked up into the sky, and I said, "Hey God, what do you want me to do? Because I really don't know what I want to do." I was in sales at the time, and you know, sales. Anyone who's in sales knows that every year it goes up and up and up. So you got to keep up with the wheel. And I was getting a little tired of that, but it came back to me right away. An answer came back to me right away, and just said, "Start a nonprofit." And I said, "Okay, what do you want to call it?" And it came back and says, "Hope, Faith, and Dreams." So we've been developing Hope, Faith, and Dreams since 2002, and just trying to keep that dream alive, trying to keep that miracle that happened to me on that day alive. And every year we just get a little bit better and better. And I tell you what, with this Kaleidoscope of Arts mentorship program, it's really taking off here in San Antonio. And it's because we have some great partnerships. We have Southwest Preparatory High School, who's doing the multimedia work for this project, and Alamo Arts Academy, who are consulting this project. So since that day in 2002 to now 2022, I tell you what, it's been quite a journey, but we're still out there trying to make it work and trying to bring good to people.
Well, and as a longtime radio guy, you certainly understand the connection between arts and literacy and the importance of that. But was it when you were 11 years old, that reading contest that you won that really spurred in you the importance of the word and it really set you on a path for life?
I tell you what, it was I hadn't read very much up to that point, but I'm a competitive person at times. And there was a competition, how many books you could read in a year, fourth grade, I think it was. And it was a prize at the end. I don't even know what the prize was or is, but it was something that really inspired me to read 100 books that whole year. And after that, I just became a fan of the word. And now I believe in it very much, that words are so powerful and they can change people's lives. And if you can read and if you can write, your life is going to be just that much better. And you have a better chance of succeeding if you know how to use words in language and in writing.
We're talking with Armando Camina from the Hope, Faith, and Dreams Foundation. And this new project that you've got going, the Kaleidoscope of Arts, it's such a great idea, not only to establish that mentorship relationship, but to have a product at the end of it, whether it's a book or the documentary. Having that as a goal has to make it an even more successful partnership.
Oh, I tell you what, it's the way this whole project came together was just the same way the Hope, Faith, and Dreams idea came together. It's come together very quickly, and the partnerships came in, Southwest Preparatory and Alamo Arts Academy, and we bonded. And having a book come out of this mentorship and a documentary is just going to make a world of difference for the mentors and the mentees, especially the story in the book itself, because these are mentees writing about their mentors, and that's going to bond them forever, because that mentor is always going to remember that story that was written by their mentee, and that mentee is going to look favorable in the mentor's eyes throughout his life, and you never know what connection that can lead to.
Yeah, and you never know either if somebody sees their work turn into a book at this age, whether that sets them on a path to be a writer, to be a journalist, but it opens up so many doors if you instill in them that love of words, writing, literacy.
Yeah, I tell you what, it opens up those critical thinking skills that we like to promote here at Hope, Faith, and Dreams. And we just go by, if you just read, write, and communicate and work at it every day, I tell you what, anything is possible, because right now, we live in a world that anything is possible. Back when I was growing up, we were limited in some ways compared to what it is now. But now everything is there. So, and the way to turn on the key to all those opportunities is to know how to communicate, how to read, how to write, how to go out there and make things happen with words, because words attract ears and ears attract ideas, and it goes on from there.
Absolutely. Well, if people want more information or would like to help out, they can go to the website, hopefaithdreams.org. It's a great website. You can get more information there. Hey, I wanted to bring up, too, Armando, some of your radio background as well. And Ken was filling me in on some of the details. You were the first guy hired at the legendary C101. Is that right?
Yeah. It was in January of 1976. C101 was being formed, and they had heard me on another radio station locally in Corpus Christi, Texas. I was working for a top 40 station, and they heard me. They liked the way I approached music, my voice, all those things. And so, yeah, I was the first one hired, and we went on the air. We went on the air in August of 1976, because there was an FCC battle, and that took the station by surprise at the beginning, so we had to wait until August before they could finish it up. But C101 ultimately won that battle, and we went on the air in August, and it's been 45 years now or something like that. I mean, it's on the air, same format, same logo, same call letters, it's still rocking the bay.
Yeah, and pretty humble beginnings for the station. Where was the studio located?
The studio was located out in a pasture, cow in a cow pasture. It was a building that was a bomb shelter. that was originally a bomb shelter, and with a 100,000-watt tower sitting there. And so it wasn't uncommon to to try to avoid the cows that you drove in. But it made for some interesting times, fun times. And I tell you what, I was 21 years old, 22 years old when that happened, and I was living my dream, because that's what I wanted to do ever since I was about 13, 14 years old. I wanted to be on the radio, and so there I was, living my dream.
And I understand the station owner was a character as well.
Oh, station owner was definitely a character. His name was Bruce Beverly Baxter III. He passed on in 1980, rest his soul. But he came from the richest family in the world, one of the richest families in the world. Certainly the richest in Texas. I mean, they made the Dallas characters look puny compared to their wealth, if you guys remember the Dallas TV series. But he came from a very wealthy background. He lived in San Francisco during the Flower Power era, and became friends with the Grateful Dead, and became an honorary member of the Hells Angels. And he loved K-SAN radio. So he came back to Corpus Christi about 72, and his mission was to own a radio station and to make it sound like K-SAN, make it a free-form radio station. So C101 became a replica of K-SAN. And so I love that, because music has always been a big part of my life, and that's what got me into radio, was the music part of it, not necessarily the broadcasting part of it, but the music. And it was a perfect marriage.
Well, it's been a great career for you, and great of you to use not only your notoriety, but the connections you've made through the years to establish this wonderful foundation that's been doing great work ever since 2002, Hope, Faith, and Dreams Foundation. Now, if people want to help out, and even if they're not in Texas, what can they do to help the cause and the great work you're doing for kids?
Well, they can go to hopefaithanddreams.org and press on the support tab. You'll find places where you can donate if you wish to, or if you want to contact us and encourage us, that's good too. Also, on that third page, on that support page, we have children's videos that we also produce. We have three of them on there that you can see for free, and they are Go Far, the Wondrous World of Paige Turner, and our latest one is Cool Cat Dan. So all three are there that you can watch for free. They're children's stories based on principles that everyone needs to lead by, and we hope to pass on to kids and help them with their life. But hopefaithanddreams.org, if you'd like to support us, it's all there. All the information is there about us, about who's working with us, and what we want to do.
Nothing more rewarding than working with kids and opening their eyes to some opportunities they may not have thought existed.
Oh, this is why I got into this. I saw it with the radio, working with kids through the radio, but now through this whole Faith and Dreams Foundation and our quest to uplift kids, I see it more and more, and I see more good coming from this. And when I hear kids say, "Hey, you changed my life in some way," I tell you what, it fuels you to do more and more and more, because the children are here, and we need to work with them, and we need to lift them, because they're going to take over someday.
and hopefully they do a better job than some of us have done. So
I tell you what, if they can do that, yeah, more power. But we want to give them the opportunity to do a better job than us, and we want them to learn to know that it's okay to learn. It's okay to move forward. It's okay to be the best that you can be. That's what the world is looking for right now. They're looking for those folks that can be the best that they can be, and right now is the perfect time to do it.
Well, thank you so much for all the great work you're doing, Armando Camina, Hope, Faith, and Dreams Foundation. Great to talk with you again. Thanks for making some time for us, and hope you and your family have a wonderful holiday and a very happy new year, too.
Rich, it's been an honor to be with you. I really enjoyed my last time with you, and this time even better. And I look forward to speaking with you in the future. And I'll send you a book once it's released so you can look at it.
I can't wait to see it. It's a great project, and I know it's going to be a terrific final product there. Thanks again, Armando.
Okay, get better now.
Yeah, thank you. That's Armando Camina, Hope, Faith, and Dreams Foundation.